guys, and welcome to the Laundry Chat podcast. My name, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and I'm here to tell you 7 reasons why you should speak up more. One time in college, I was in a class, and I am not someone who speaks up in class. Like, I like to just sit there and listen, take everything in. So when she asked us to do participation papers of how we participated and stuff, I was like, I participate sometimes. Like, I'll sometimes say a word in here and there. But on my paper, when I got it back, I looked at it, and at the bottom she said, "You should speak up more." Actually, she used my name. She said, "Molly, you should speak up more." And I just remember being so, like, shocked by this statement on my paper. Even though I kind of already knew it, that I should probably speak up more in class. But for some reason, that note on the bottom of my paper felt like it wasn't just about college in that class, but it felt like it was something that God was speaking to me just over my life as a whole. So I've kind of been in this journey of learning how to speak up more, learning how to use my voice. And I just wanted to share some, like, realizations that I've come to as I've been taking my teacher's advice and learning to speak up more. And yeah, so let's jump right in and get started. So the first reason that you should speak up more is because you don't need to be scared. This is a thing that I think stops most people from speaking up, is because you're scared, which totally makes sense, but you really don't need to be. For one, God will always be with you. You have everything you need anyways. Like, all of the things you're lacking, God fills in those places. I feel like we talked about this, which is hard to remember and hard to, like, truly, truly believe. But you are really the person who is going to be judging yourself the most. People, I think, especially on social media, people in general just respect people who speak up, whether or not they agree with them or not. So I think just sharing your voice is something to just be respected, because a lot of people don't get past the scary part of it. And honestly, the scary part of it is just starting. And for me, like, the first, like, words that I say are always the scariest, just even in any kind of conversation. Like, even just to say, like, hi to someone, like, I'm like, I like doubt my own voice, and starting is the hardest part. But after I start, then I'm like, oh, we can talk about whatever. So yeah, starting is definitely super scary, but after that, it'll get smoother, and you'll be able to just figure things out. So, yeah. And if it helps, I think finding at least one supportive person, obviously, like, Jesus supports you, that's great, but finding, like, a person on this earth who can support you through it and just, like, tell about, like, hey, like, I'm thinking of doing this, like, and someone who will encourage you and support you through those sad times when you think you can't do it and through the scariness. It could be your mom, it could be a friend, it could be your sister, your brother. It could even just be, like, a pastor or an Instagram friend, or an internet friend or someone that can support you to just start and just do it and get past the scariness. Okay, second thing is, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this one, because the second thing is, life is too short. And you all know that, we all know that, but sometimes it's just good to have a reminder, but you are not going to be on this earth for very long, and you're not going to be the age that you are for this very long, with the body that you have for very long, and able to, like, the energy you have for very long, and even with the memory that you have for very long. Like, even, like, my experience going through, like, an eating disorder, like, I forget a lot of, like, the emotions that I had in the situations that I was in. So speak up now, because life is short. It's too short. And in James 4:14, it said, our lives are just a wisp of fog. It just comes and goes. And it's like vapor in the wind. We're not here for very long. So I think it's worth finding out what God made you for while you're here. And I think the best way that you can find that out is by speaking out. All right, the third thing is, it doesn't have to be speech. So I know I'm saying, like, speak up, but I kind of just mean that as in, like, start shouting, or, like, start being louder in whatever it is that you feel called to do. It could be maybe you're a mechanic, maybe you're a cook, maybe you're a teacher, maybe you're a designer, maybe you're, you know, a photographer, maybe you're a blogger, maybe you do hair, maybe you do makeup, maybe you, you know, work with money and do finances or do numbers, or maybe you own a business, maybe you do art, maybe, you know, you take care of kids. Whatever it is that you do, I want you to do it with a shout. I want you to do it with your whole heart. I think, is that in Colossians? To do everything with your whole heart. Or no, that's actually to love God with your whole heart and mind. But I think by loving God, you can do these things. Does that make sense? Like, you can do these things, but doing these things will show love to God with your whole heart. And so, yes, just be louder in the spot that you love. So whatever it is that you love or you feel God has gifted you in, I just encourage you to be louder in that area. Again, yeah, it doesn't have to be speaking up on, you know, on in a video or in doing a podcast like I'm doing. It doesn't have to be that. It can be, you don't need to like go completely out of your realm of like, of comfort, or not comfort, but realm of like, of skill. Obviously you're going to have to go a little bit out of your comfort zone, but, yes, I was thinking about this, how like you have a superpower. And you don't want to be like, I want you to be Superman and not Kent Clark or Clark Kent. Like, don't be an undercover superhero. Like, be Superman, be Superwoman, and go and use what God has given you to change the world and possibly save it. Because, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go to the next one. So the fourth thing that I think, or the fourth reason why I think you should speak up, is because your voice is special. And I just want to remind you of that, because it truly is. You, where you are, I can't reach those people who know you. And I can't reach the people who are around you at work. And I can't reach the people who you live with. Only you can do that in the way that you can. And I'm honestly scared of people because of this reason. I'm an Enneagram 4, so individuality, uniqueness, and specialness is very like close to me. It is a part of like, It just matters to me. And so knowing that, like, if people were to just speak up and speak louder, that like there would just be so many more, like, it would just be incredible. Like, it intimidates me because would be so like awesome, but like the world just doesn't know it, you know? So I really think that you should, you know, say what you need to say, do what you need to do, put things out there, share things, because you are going to say it in a different way that I can. You're going to do it in a different way that I can, and in a different way that anyone can. And so, yeah, I was thinking of this as like a play, that like you need to step into your role. You have been given a script that God wants you to say, and to do. And I don't want you in in every play, they say, you know, because I was in a lot of plays actually. They say that like every role is important, even the smallest one. And that's so true. Like, you might not think that your role as like a, you know, daycare person isn't very important, but it is. Like, there's no small roles. But I don't want you to be an understudy. And an understudy is just someone who, you know, doesn't do the main performances, but they just kind of wait and kind of read the, you know, they practice the lines for like the lead role in case the lead role like gets sick or something. No, like, you need to step into that lead role because you are special and your lines are special. What you have to say is special. What you have to do is special. Like, everything about you is special, and someone out there needs to hear what you have to say. So go do it. Okay. So the fifth thing that I think that you should speak up is because you're supposed to. I'm here to tell you that you're supposed to do that. God calls all of us to do what he has, to use what he has given us, and to fulfill his plan for us. So I have two verses that I really like that talk about this. The first is found in Titus 2:7-8, and it says, "But mostly, show them all this by doing it yourself, incorruptible in your teaching, your words solid and sane. Then anyone who is dead set against us when he finds nothing weird and misguided might eventually come around. So I like this verse because it said, show them all this by doing it yourself. And this kind of goes with the scary part. Like, even if people are dead set against you and don't like what you're doing or saying, just if you're doing it in a way that is, you know, with Jesus at the center of it, you can't go wrong. They're not going to find anything weird about it. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's all just going to be, like, stupid stuff that they find weird about it or, like, misguided. Like, and it said that they might eventually come around. So you never know. And yeah, so I like that verse, and because it talked about showing and not necessarily just speaking. Okay, but the next verse is found in 2 Timothy 1:8, and it says, so don't be embarrassed to speak up for our master. Take share of suffering for the message along with us. We can only keep going, after all, by the power of God who first saved us and called us to this holy work. We had nothing to do with it. So this just has a bunch of good things going on in this verse. It says, like, don't be embarrassed to speak up. It says, to keep going because God saved us and he called us to do this work. It's just so incredible to me. This is everything, you know? And we didn't have anything to do with it. So, like, no matter what, God has a plan for you, and you have nothing to, like, nothing you can do can destroy that plan. And so I just encourage you to not do nothing, but to do something with it, and to just, like, step into it. Because, like I said, you're supposed to, like, this is what God made you for, what God made me for. And you don't need to know exactly what, you don't need to know exactly how, but yeah, just take that first step and speak up. All right, the sixth thing, this is one of my favorite reasons why you should speak up, and it's because it spreads. And I think this is so incredible. It literally gives other people the permission to speak up too. There has been so many times on social media that I've seen people, you know, do live videos and been like, hey, like, I could do that. I've seen them, you know, post a selfie and been like, I can do that. Like, seen them, you know, share their story and been like, oh my gosh, like, I can do that. If they can do that, I can do that. And I've had people message me too. Like, you know, I put, like, maybe, like, a vlog out or, like a podcast or, like, a story of mine, and people say, like, thank you for sharing. Like, it like encourages me to share my story too. And it's just so cool how speaking up spreads to other people's lives. And so, yeah, I encourage you to just not let this stop at you. Like, you're obviously hearing me speak up. So if this is encouraging you, don't stop at you. Like, let the train, like, let the like line keep going of, like, having this, like, spread and, yeah, just having the good news and the love spread. So, yeah, don't stop it here. Keep it going. And you never know, like, honestly, who's going to message you or who's going to see you living the way you are, and be affected by it. And you might never know, you know what I mean? You might never know, but that's okay. Just know that it does spread. Okay. And the last final reason why you should speak up is because overall it's just you're serving and we're serving Jesus and we're serving people just like Jesus did. The way that you speak up in your life and the way that you step up in your life is important, and it serves the kingdom of God. It serves our family. It serves us in that we are proclaiming and being loud for Jesus and sharing the message of him and how our lives can just be affected by it. Again, like, depending on how you're speaking up, maybe you have the gift of encouragement, or you have the gift of, just, like, helpfulness, where you just step up and help people, or it's so many things. Your gifts are serving, serving the body of Christ and serving non-believers and serving the world. And that overall is what we, like I said, are called and supposed to do, is just serve. So, I really think that that is a really like humble thing, is when you think about it, like, if you're not doing it really for you, you're really doing it for other people. You're doing it for the people listening. You're doing it for the people seeing you. You're doing it for God. So, yeah, if there's any reason, I think it should be because, you know, you're serving Jesus, and so you should do it. Okay, you guys, I think that's all I have. I had those things, and that was what I was, wanted to say, I guess. So I'm going to sign off. Again, I want to thank you guys for listening. It honestly makes my day that you guys are listening to this and seeing you guys, being, you know, like, I don't know. I just think it's so cool that you are listening to me right now. And that's awesome. So say hi to me if you want. I'd love to hear what your thoughts about the episode, and ideas for new episodes. I'm always down for that. Let me know of cool people that you want me to interview, because I am going to interview people soon. So, I'm excited for that. But for now, you're just going to have to listen to me talk about things. But yeah, I'm going to ask too, I haven't asked this in a while, but if you want to leave a review on iTunes, I love reading them. I have, I think, maybe like 3 on there right now. And they're just so cute, and I just love seeing the feedback, and it does help people find the podcast easier if they, you know, don't follow me on Instagram or they don't, like, know about it. It'll help, like, in iTunes them find it. So leave a review on iTunes if you want. That would be great, but don't feel like you have to, because I know it kind of takes time and it's kind of, like, annoying. But, yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to say goodbye for the 5th time, and hope that you just have a great rest of your week. And I hope that maybe in some small way, you can speak up a little bit louder than you normally would have. Even that, if that does start in class, kind of like it did for me. So, all right, you guys, goodbye. I love you. And thank you for helping me, or just thank you for joining me with, you know, helping figure out what this whole mess of life and laundry is all about. Yeah, I hope that one day, well, actually, I'm rambling. Okay, we're just gonna say goodbye. I'm gonna be, okay, all right, I love you. Goodbye.